Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Wednesday, September 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Road and Bridge Department will be temporarily closing West Main Street from 6th Avenue, US 17 southbound to 7th Avenue for road repairs beginning today, September 9th at 8 a.m. until repairs are complete. Your local events this Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Fort Meade for a matchup against the Miners. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice social distancing. We will have live coverage of this game, and you can listen on 1310 a.m., 102.1 FM, or online at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Parkview Pre-K and Prep Academy in Avon Park is looking for a paraeducator for an elementary classroom. Responsibilities include assisting with lesson planning, tutoring students, leading instructional groups, and more. A background check is required and experience is preferred. Paid time off and supplemental health insurance is provided. The Allen J Automotive Network in Sebring is looking for a service advisor. 1 year of sales and service work is preferred. The Results Companies in Sebring is looking for a recruiting associate. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, 1 or more years of administrative experience in a fast-paced work environment, and passing a criminal background screening. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly help us out when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
First National Bank of Wauchula has the innovative financial solutions to help either start or expand your business. Our banking decisions are made locally. First National Bank of Wauchula is the best alternative to big corporate banking. First National Bank of Wauchula, where customer service and small business partnerships are made. Stop in today.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Temperature 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 84%, heat index 87, wind southeast 6.9 miles an hour. The visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 29.98 inches of mercury. Your forecast report for Hardy County, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 7.07 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny this morning, isolated showers and thunderstorms early this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms late this morning, numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then mostly cloudy in the late evening and overnight. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain, 50%. Thursday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain, 80%. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Farm Bureau President John Hoblick is praising the U.S. Trade Representative on actions to address unfair trade practices in the U.S. seasonal and perishable produce sector. Hoblick says the administration's decision to pursue negotiations with Mexico is a significant step forward in the ongoing struggle to preserve fair trade conditions for Florida growers and could further that objective. The USTR announced a 90-day negotiating period with Mexico beginning September 1st. American consumers eagerly purchased retail meats throughout the coronavirus pandemic, but there are signs retail sales may slow, adding to price pressure on cattle and hogs. According to AgWeb.com, beef and pork production have largely recovered from last spring's disruption to slaughter plants, and retailers have responded by slowly increasing the number of features they run in their weekly ads and on lower prices. The uncertainty is driven by differences between Congress and the White House over a second round of stimulus payments. The Farm Credit Administration is encouraging farm credit system institutions to work with borrowers who have been affected by recent hurricanes and wildfires. According to the FCA, system institutions can alleviate the stress of borrowers affected by natural disasters in several ways, including extending the terms of loan repayments, restructuring borrowers' debt obligations, and easing some loan documentation or credit extension terms for new loans to certain borrowers.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. In crop nutrition, much has been made of problems associated with nitrogen, but it's phosphorus that we should be concerned about, says soil scientist Dr. Jay Goose.
Phosphorus is a natural resource, and rock phosphate is not found in very many places around the world.
One of those places is Florida. But Dr. Goose says once it leaves the state, its ultimate destination is not necessarily where it's most needed.
Phosphorus management in the United States is a line when it should be a circle. You can mine rock phosphate in Florida or Morocco. You can make phosphorus fertilizer out of it. You can put it on a farm in Iowa or Illinois or Indiana to grow corn and soybeans. The corn and the soybeans go to a pig farm in North Carolina, and there it sits.
Dr. Goose anticipates looming concerns over peak phosphorus to turn this into more of a circular pattern in the future.
Peak theory was first done with peak oil. Peak theory says that once you've mined out half of something in the world, the rest of human history is fighting over the next half. And so when are we going to reach peak phosphorus?
Now, we don't know when we'll reach peak phosphorus, but Dr. Goose says incorporating more animal agriculture closer to crops will be important for creating a more circular nutrient cycle.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street on the rebound following its recent sell-off. The key average is opening sharply higher this morning as the market seeks to recover at least some of what it lost over the past few days. Stock in AstraZeneca has tumbled after the biopharmaceutical firm announced a pause in its late-stage trial of a COVID-19 vaccine. The action comes after one participant came down with what's described as a potentially unexplained illness that may or may not be a side effect of the shot. Such pauses during medical studies not uncommon. Walmart testing drones to deliver groceries and household essentials in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The giant retailer using drones from Flytrex, hoping to gain insight into customers and employees' experience with the technology. Amazon, Google, and UPS also experimenting with drones. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The slumping New York Yankees lost their fifth in a row and fell for the 15th time in 20 games, again failing to get clutch hits at a 2-1 loss to Toronto. At 21-21, the Yankees are 500 or worse in September for the first time since 1995. First baseman Luke Voit.
Not getting a job done. I mean, that's all I got to say. We need to figure this out. We got 18 games left, and, you know, our goal is to obviously get in the, you know, playoffs. I guess it doesn't really matter as long as we get in. I think we have a chance.
New York is a half game ahead of Baltimore for the final expected playoff spot in the American League. Oakland defeated Houston 4-2. The Astros won the second game 5-4, snapping their six-game losing streak. Kansas City ended their six-game skid with an 8-6 win over Cleveland. It was Texas 7, Los Angeles 1. The Rangers snapped a six-game skid. In the National League, Will Myers homered twice, including a grand slam as San Diego rocked Colorado 14-5. The Padres are 27-17 and have the second-best record in the senior circuit. This is SRN Sports. Miami blanked Atlanta 8-0. Marlins third baseman Brian Anderson, who is 3-for-3 at the plate, talks about Sixto Sanchez, who combined with four relievers on a four-hitter.
You got a guy running out there that's just got electric stuff, and he's going out there. And you know the pressure's not on us. You know, we can just go out there and take our at-bats. Just try to put something up for him, and we know he's going to keep putting up zeros.
Central leader Chicago blanked Cincinnati 3-0. The West-leading Dodgers exploded for four runs in the 10th and a 10-9 win over Arizona. Italy action, Minnesota defeated St. Louis 7-3. The Cardinals won the second game of that double dip 6-4. Philadelphia down Boston 6-5. The Red Sox won the second game 5-2. It was Washington 5-3 over Tampa Bay. Baltimore 11, the Mets 2. Detroit 8, Milwaukee 3. Pittsburgh 5-4 over the White Sox. And San Francisco 6, Seattle 5. In the NBA playoffs, Miami defeated Milwaukee 103-94. Eliminating the top-seeded Bucks in five games. The LA Lakers down Houston 112-102. The Lakers up 2-1. In the NHL, it was Vegas 3-0 over Dallas. That series tied at 1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: as a child, my family's menu consisted of two choices for food: take it or leave it. Stick around tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.